he run us off, Swan. Why did he send you to meet us?
Oh, he never sent us. He didn't know about that part till we got back. He just figures if the Shadow Masters are scared of you guys, then he ought to be friends with you.
It wasn't me who frightened them, but why give that away? Swan and his buddies and boss didn't need to know who Lady had been. He's got guts.
They all got guts, out the Yang Yang. Pity is, they don't know what to do with them, and I can't show them. Like he says, the Shadow Masters would come sooner or later anyway, so why appease them? Why let them pick their time?
What's in this for Willow Swan? You come on pretty strong for a guy just passing through.
Cordy ain't here to hear me, so I'll tell it straight. I'm not on the run no more. I've found my place. I don't want to lose it. Good enough?
Maybe. I couldn't give him an answer here, now. You know that, if you know anything about the Black Company at all. I don't think there's much chance. It isn't what we want to do. But I'll give the situation a fair look. Tell him I want a week and the cooperation of his people. I planned to spend another 11 days resting and refitting. I was out nothing making that promise. Nothing but some of my share of the rest.
That's it? Swan asked.
What else is there? You expect me to jump in just because you're a sweet guy?
Swan, I'm headed for Katovar. I'll do what I have to do to get there.
You made your pitch. Now's the time to back off and let the customer think.
He babbled to his prince. The more the evening went on, the more I was tempted to issue a flat rejection. Croker was getting old and cranky, and not thrilled with the idea of learning yet another language. The Prabhrindra Dra nodded to Swan. He agreed with me. They rose. I did likewise, and gave the prince a shallow bow. He and Swan walked away, pausing here and there to speak to other midnight diners. No telling what he said. Maybe what they wanted to hear. The faces I could see were smiling. I got myself comfortable, leaned back to watch One Eye at play. He had a swarm of bugs zipping around his victim's head. I asked Lady, "What do you think?"
"It's not my place to think."
"Where would you be inclined to stand?"
"I'm a soldier of the Black Company, as you're inclined to remind me."
So was Raven, so long as it suited his convenience. "Don't play games with me. Talk to me straight. Do you know these Shadow Masters? Are they taken you sent down here to start building you a new empire?"
"No. I salvaged Shifter and sent him south just in case, when the fury of the war and Stormbringer's enmity were enough to explain his disappearance. That's all."
"But Howler?"
"Had his own escape planned. Knows of my condition and nurtures ambitions of his own, obviously. But the Shadow Masters... I know nothing. Nothing. You should have asked more about them."
"I will. If they're not taken, they sound close enough as makes no difference. So I want to know, where do you stand?"
"I'm a soldier of the Black Company. They've already declared themselves my enemies."
"That's not a definitive answer."
"It's the best you're going to get."
"I figured. What about Shifter and his sidekick? I hadn't seen them since Thresh, but had the feeling they were just around the corner." "If it's as bad as it looks, we'll need all the resources we can muster."
"Shifter will do what I tell him."
Not the most reassuring answer.